Price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Parktown Audi is your premier Audi dealer in St. Louis. Centrally located in Kirkwood, Parktown Audi is in its 40th year of operation. Hi, I'm Jake Naughton, sales manager at Parktown Audi. For 40 years, Parktown's been selling Audis at the lowest price in St. Louis. That's right, no one else beats our pricing. I guarantee it. We currently have the largest inventory of new Audis in our 40-year history. So visit us a half mile east of Lindbergh on Manchester or at parktownaudi.com.
This is Larry Connors. After the storm, who's going to be there to help you pick up all the pieces? You don't have to do it alone. You can count on the roofing experts at John Beal Roofing. Our storm damage response team works around the clock during emergencies, providing tarps, making repairs, giving you peace of mind when you need it most. Protect your family. Protect your investment. Call John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is only going to get worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help at 1-800-334-5070. Our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. And we have an A-plus rating with the BBB. So get protected. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 1-800-334-5070.
They did it for us. Served on the front lines defending our freedom. But now, Army veteran Justin and his family from Spanish Lake could use some help this holiday season. So here's what we're doing for them. A live tree, lighting for the tree, gift certificates, a house cleaning, a cleaning supply basket, auto detailing, an ice skating outing, and more to say thank you. KTRS and AD Lift Truck present Home for the Holidays. From the Meadows at Lake St. Louis, Creative Landscapes, Auto Fresh, Gingham's Home Style Restaurant, the City of Florissant, Daniel's Farm and Greenhouses, Better Life Maids, and KTRS.
Pinions Playhouse is on the air.
FM.
Oh, we're full of chat, and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
squirrel gravy.
Oh, boy. Squirrel gravy. That's a Christmas favorite.
Pinion Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon, and welcome to the December 18th. Only two more days till the due date of Peon's little boy arriving.
I can't wait. Boy,
December
so
20th.
Exciting.
We're kidding.
Wait a minute.
People just tuned in, didn't know. They go, oh, wait, he hasn't had the baby yet. Yeah, had it yesterday. Archie Michael Geis is one day old today. And right now, in fact, he's a little over a day and a half old. And that's the other thing you'll do. Oh, he's 16 days old.
Oh, he's
old.
Still really negative because he wouldn't do till,
he's still negative, too. He's minus yeah. 2 days.
We're
brought
here
to you by Associated Physicians Group, APG. We'll talk about him after this.
Hey!
I have a whole new way to introduce you now. He's a bowler. He's a control board operator. He's a daddy. He has a little boy who's a day and a half old. He is Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are concerned about the future of your investments, right now is a great time to get a fresh take on all of it with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Conspicuously absent last night from the KTRS Christmas party, Peon had a pretty good excuse. Wife had a baby. This guy didn't have, and don't think it wasn't noticed. I saw him scratch your name off the bonus list. Dan Strauss, who is in the house with his trouser on. How's it going, Dan?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez was there last night at the party. Nobody knew it because he was undercover, as he always is. He's head of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Your horse is fine, Dan.
And Rat Boy was there, and a lot of people are not too happy with Rat Boy.
Really?
Yeah. There was a platter of Well, go ahead and tell him what it was, Red Boy.
Cheese.
Butter, cheese, and he ate it all, and nobody got
any.
A lot of people thought that was very, very selfish.
Not a way to win friends.
People were going, hey, where's the cheese? And I had to point to Red Boy, and there he was, with cheese all over his face, you know. That music you're listening to, Polka to me says Christmas. I don't know about you. And you won't hear better than from these guys, Bruce Limpert from the All Boy Orchestra.
Call the lunch lady after we get done, finished talking about APG.
Absolutely. Absolutely call the lunch lady. Brought to you by Associated Physicians Group. I hope that what I'm feeling in one of my knees is not the, here we go, the old man knee thing, and I don't know. I think it's arthritis.
I told you to stop running.
Yeah.
You did.
Every morning.
You tried to stop me. But you know how hard it is to stop me from moving.
Oh, yeah. Man. Exercising, running.
Every time these guys call me, hey, man, I'll call you back. I'm exercising.
Yeah.
How many times have you heard that?
Oh yeah.
Never. Never. That's something nobody has ever heard me say. Hey, call you back.
You
I'm
need
exercising.
To cut back.
Yeah. Well, this I know what's going to happen. One of these days, my wife, I'm going to hear 1,000 I told you so's. I told you so. I told you so. If you have aches and pains... And look, that happens to people who exercise, who don't exercise. Sometimes it's from an accident, and you want to get out of that pain. The pain's not going away. It's in your neck, your back, your shoulder, your hip, your knee, headaches maybe. APG, Associated Physicians Group. The answer is not always surgery. That's one answer. That's one option. But it doesn't necessarily... is necessarily the only option. There are many, many cases, and they have thousands of people who have been told, well, you need knee replacement, and it turns out, no, they didn't. They needed Associated Physicians Group. They need physical therapy. They needed pain management. They avoided it, or at least put it off for a long, long time. It's the alternative to knee replacement program, and it's available in Creve Coeur at the Creve Coeur location. They have other locations also in Illinois. You need to check their website to find out what they do at various locations. But you need to know also they're in the business of restoring mobility and giving you your life back through terrific physical therapy and pain management. They are Associated Physicians Group, APG, all pain gone. And if you can just remember that, APG and the word pain, you have their website. It's APGPain.com, and I would urge you to go to that site because there I can't possibly explain to you all the things they do and all of the aches and pains they're able to eliminate for people in various parts of their body. You need to go to the site and see what they do and where they do it, which locations. Again, it's APGPain.com. Lunch lady, are we calling her?
Yes.
We are calling the lunch lady. I'll bet mashed potatoes,
okay, it's ringing.
Mashed potatoes and gravy are on the menu. What do you bet?
Oh, sure.
You know
I have
are.
Not heard it today. So.
You know they are. Good old mashed potatoes and gravy.
Good morning or good afternoon.
Whoa.
Today we are having
Whoa.
Barbecued pork.
We don't want to hear you.
Corn O'Brien.
Corn O'Brien.
And cauliflower with broccoli and carrot.
Where's
Wait
the mashed potatoes
minute.
And gravy? Where's the lunch lady?
And bread and butter.
What?
What was
Who
that?
Are you? That's it?
She might have...
That's horrible.
Maybe somebody hacked into her phone.
I hope she's not fired.
Wow.
That was terrible. That guy's terrible.
Wow.
He made a gas sound effect? And
he
then...
did.
Can you edit that out? Because I was offended by that.
I did not. I didn't call
you
ahead
didn't
of time.
You didn't screen it.
No.
Way to go.
Oh,
that was
no.
A good, that was a good bit. This is
disturbing.
Absurd.
This is
That's
disturbing. Her phone number, though. That's her home phone
well,
number.
Well, we'll check it again next week, and maybe she'll be
wow.
back. I left here yesterday, man, I had a horrible day. I was such a bad mood all day yesterday. It started early in the morning. I had an ophthalmology appointment. And I went to the wrong clinic, and it was the other end of town. It took me an hour. Oh, man, I was so mad. It took me an hour to get there. I got up early on the road for an hour. I walk in, and they said, you have an appointment here. And Dr. Shaw, Gaurav Shaw, a terrific ophthalmologist. Not his fault. It's my fault. And man, I was mad. I just.
And you couldn't be mad at anybody else.
No, and that made me even madder that I couldn't take it out.
You couldn't release it.
And so I rescheduled it for tomorrow morning. It was at St. Luke's, and I'm down on Tesson Ferry. I'm way far, and the traffic was horrible. I'm in a horrible mood. Then I get in here, and then Kyle, if you remember Dan, he screwed the show up. That made me a bit.
I'm kidding,
Kyle. Yeah. He did a great job. In fact, we need to give Kyle a round. He did a fantastic job. Don't worry, Peon. It wasn't that good a job. Your job is safe. And then what made my day, I left here, and I'm on the way to our Christmas party last night.
Right.
And as I'm going down 40 west to get off at Clarkson, that Olive Clarkson exit, there's a guy going westbound on 40. Now, it's 36 degrees, and he's moving at, 60 miles an hour in a convertible with the top down.
Ooh.
I've never seen anybody with a top down in 30-something degree. And he had a sock ski hat on and gloves and a big heavy coat. Either his top didn't work or he just liked the feel of the cold air. It was weird, man. It was a weird sight to see. It was an old yellow Toyota convertible. Peon said, well, maybe it was brand new. No.
And his wife said, well, you're not going to drive that convertible today with that. And he goes, I'll show you, woman.
Yeah.
You know what? I would love to think that's the case. Because I know at my house that's how it works. As soon as my wife says, well, you better not. As soon as she says, you better not, then I do it. I do that, whatever
and
it was.
And he was smiling as she was looking out the window as he was pulling out of the driveway with the top down.
Yeah. Look, hey,
freezing.
Look, tops down, woman. Last night was the Michael Bublé Christmas special, and once again it was disappointing. I love Michael Bublé's music. I like that he is kept alive, the crooner Sinatra-type standards. But boy, oh boy, his specials again. And he had Barbara Horseface Streisand on there. She can still sing, but I can't stand her. I can't stand her. And what I noticed, and I wonder if anybody else noticed this, there's not one song they did that was religious. There are lots of Christmas songs that, except for the word Christmas that has Christ in it, they're not religious. Jingle Bells is not a song about Jesus.
No.
It's about a sleigh. It has nothing to do with Christmas, even.
They do city sidewalks, busy sidewalks.
No, I don't recognize the way you sing that song. No, they didn't do that song. They didn't do the great standards. But what was interesting was no religious. They did Here Comes Santa Claus. There's no mention of Christ or Bethlehem. They didn't do Holy Night. Unless I miss something, I actually think this is planned and deliberate. I think we've gotten to the point
where
we have to make sure we don't offend somebody.
Secular. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I hate that. I hate that. And let's get back to saying Merry Christmas. Peon and I were sitting here a while ago. We both know somebody who is offended. And this person will tell you that they're offended if you say Merry Christmas. Screw those people. It's not meant as anything offensive. It's just a greeting, a holiday greeting. And if you take it that way, there's something wrong with you. And if we've gotten to the point where we have a Christmas special and the producers sit down and go, well, whatever we do, let's don't have any music that has Jesus in it. It's Christmas. So they sing, Here Comes Santa Claus. Here, let's think of all the songs. Frosty the Snowman, that's not a religious song. So they'll include that. Rudolph. Rudolph has nothing
Winter
to do.
Wonderland,
Winter Wonderland. Let it snow, leather outside. That's not
Winter Wonderland. Oh, the weather outside is frightful. No, it's not.
That sleigh is singing, are you listening? Ladies and gentlemen, have a night walking in Wonderland. Nothing.
Holly Jolly Christmas.
Yeah. Holly Jolly Christmas. Nothing about
Deck
Jesus.
The halls, I don't think.
Except, I guess, the hardcore atheist, Muslims, whatever, who want to squeal about it will say, well, even if it has Christmas in it, that's Christ.
Now, did they do the old Andy Williams?
No. They had Ariola Grande on there.
Right.
And she sang something with Bublé, and then Streisand sang something. But they were not the religious-based songs. I'm telling you, it's deliberate. It's by design. We let a handful of people tell all the rest of us what we can and can't do. That is the number one thing that's wrong with this country, is three people squeal about something, and they shut it down. We have to stop that. I don't know how we will, but we have to. Our Christmas party was last night. It was nice.
Nobody got out of line or anything?
Unfortunately, no. There's one particular female that works here I was hoping she would come to me and go, I've had so much drink, I can't drive home. Would you please take me home? That didn't happen. It was at Bishop's Post in on Chesterfield Parkway. It's a nice place, very nice place. The service was wonderful. And it was, for this place, surprisingly, it was really nice.
Oh.
You just expect.
Sorry I missed that.
Yeah, if this place has anything to do with something, you expect for it to be a flop and a disaster.
Right.
But it wasn't. It was very nice. The jewelry store I mentioned earlier, again, just to head off the emails, with the wooden watches, which are terrific pieces of art to me, is Huelsman, Huelsman, on South Lindbergh, about a half mile south of 44. Nice little family jewelry store. Gene Simmons was on TV. I saw the TV was on at the house. And what I do is I'll kind of flip through the major news things, CNN, Fox, blah, blah, blah. And I go to Fox, and there's Gene Simmons on there with some panel discussion of the news, wearing his dark sunglasses. That drives me nuts when these people wear sunglasses indoors. And this Bono crap about glaucoma, that's a big pile of garbage. I've talked to, I have three ophthalmologists currently, three that are working on me. And they said, no, you don't need to wear sunglasses because you have glaucoma. That's just Bono's excuse for, he didn't want to say, I do it because I want to look really cool. And Gene Simmons, his are like welder's goggles, they're so dark. And he's sitting there with, and nobody
black
else.
His dyed hair.
Oh, his dyed hair. Like,
oh, man.
Gene Simmons drives me crazy. And I don't know why, but one of the reasons is those sunglasses. These people that wear dark glasses indoors all the time, there's no way they can't admit they're just trying to be cool. They're trying to look cool. I'm a star. I'm a celebrity. Now, we went the other day through some ways that you can be safer, not just over the holidays, but all the time. Just common sense things. And these are all tips from actual burglars. These are people who have been convicted, and the police department has been working with them, and they've compiled all the things that, and I guess you could consider it the burglar's secrets revealed. They tell the people in this article what it is they look for when they break into a home or they rob somebody. And we're not going to go over the ones we've gone over before, but if you remember, I said if you have a car with a key fob, it probably has an alarm. I mentioned this to a friend of mine the other day. I said, you know, your key fob, if you put it by the nightstand, if you don't have a burglar alarm and you hear something, you hit it and the car alarm will go off. And my friend said, that wouldn't work from in the house. And I said, go get it. He went and got it and hit it, boop, 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 and the garage, it went off. So it's a great deterrent. A couple more we didn't get to. A TV, and this is from actual burglars. They say a TV or radio can be one of the best deterrents. If the radio's on a TV, they think somebody's home. There is a product, and I don't know the name of it. You can buy it online. It's $35. It simulates the flickering of a television. You plug it in, and it shows on the wall what looks like a TV. You know how that light flash? It makes it look like there's a TV on, and I'm sure it draws next to no electricity. You can leave it on all the time when you're gone. It looks like somebody's watching television. Burglars hate loud dogs, and they hate nosy neighbors. So if you have a nosy neighbor, the good news is it might keep a burglar from lurking around the house because they don't like that. They say that, in their experience, breaking a window to get in, a neighbor won't come to see what's going on if they only hear it once. They'll hear it, and then they'll wait. If they don't hear that right. Yeah, exactly. And they'll think, well, I don't know what that was. It sounded like breaking glass. But if it doesn't happen again. So breaking a window is not a big deal and usually doesn't get the attention of a neighbor. These burglars said, too, that it's very common for people who have alarm systems to not arm them when they leave the house. For whatever reason, we're not going to set the alarm. They said, we love it when that happens, when you don't set your alarm. Here's a big one, and people do this all the time. They say, do not, on your Facebook page, announce your vacation.
People
do it all the time. Well, we're heading for the Yellowstone Park for a week. Wow, burglars love that. Don't do it. And don't let your kids do it either. And they said if you like opening a window, just cracking it open to get fresh air, they notice that. It's an invitation to burglars. That window is not locked if it's open. And one of the things they say they do is they'll go and knock on a door, and if nobody answers, which usually means nobody's home, they'll try it, and it's amazing how many times it's not locked. And they just walk right in. Somebody forgot to lock the door. And those are the big ones. Oh, one last one. We all know what pepper spray and mace is. There is a product, and I have this at home, and I never thought about this, that you, if you don't have it, you can buy it. It's inexpensive, and you keep it by the bed. And it will shoot a greater distance than most pepper sprays. And when it hits somebody in the face, they're down. It's wasp and hornet spray.
Oh, yeah.
Now, wow. Wasp and hornet spray is a big can with a horn on it.
Yeah.
And it'll shoot about 30 feet. And if somebody's in your house, you've got a lot of distance to hit them, and you douse them with that stuff, it's going to...
It's got to be like poison.
Oh, my goodness. Oh. It's they say it's the next best thing to the most powerful pepper spray. So, wow. Wasp and hornet spray. Get somebody a can of that for Christmas. They go, hey, what's this for? And you go, save your life.
Mm-hmm.
Self-defense. I'm doing this for Peon because Peon knows as little about cars as anybody I know. He didn't know anything about cars. They have come out with a survey. First of all, 1980, one in three new cars had a manual transmission. Today, it's less than one in ten. That doesn't surprise me.
That's good because I don't know how to drive one.
Yeah, automatics, that's the only way to go. Now, 31% of people said they don't know how to check tire pressure.
I do know how to do that.
You actually know how to use the pressure thing?
Yes.
Okay.
I have done that.
One third almost of people don't even know how to do that. 29% don't know how to fill the windshield wiper fluid bottle. 29%.
You know where that is, Peon?
I do.
58% have no idea how to add oil or where to pour oil if they had to add oil to the car.
Well, that's not even that necessary anymore. I mean, cars
no,
don't.
It's really not. No, it's really not.
I used
not.
To have one that did, that leaked, but it's been a while ago.
So I just thought you surprised me, actually.
I did. They don't have changing a tire on there. I wonder what
percentage
of that.
Well, you know what? They do have changing a tire on here. I forgot what the...
It's got to be... I wouldn't imagine that's pretty low.
Have you changed a tire?
I haven't changed a tire
for the first
in
time
years.
I had to. I want to say within the last year.
That's why there's AAA.
I had to put a spare on, but I had to get out the owner's manual to figure out how to do it because I had never changed a tire before.
It's a pain.
Yeah, especially with the little jack that they put in cars
and
now.
Especially in cold weather. It's this bitter cold. I'm calling AAA. I'm not changing that tire. And thank goodness I haven't had a flat. I bought a car in 1982, and within 6 months, I had three flat tires. They were defective tires. They were Continental tires, and they were defective. And I went out three different times and went, well, holy cow, I got a flat tire. Yeah, I haven't changed a tire in a long, long time. And this, custom-made for this show, this is not a joke. I found this on STL Today, the Post-Dispatch website. This kid who broke into a gas station convenience store in Lima on August 21st. Is facing felony burglary charges. Now, he's 18 years old. When you break into a gas station convenience store and you're 18, chances are you're looking to steal beer, cigarettes.
Right.
His name is Bud Weiser. W-E-I-S-S-E-R. Oh, Bud man. A. Weiser is his name. Now, you know when the cops grab me, what's your name, son? Bud Weiser. Sure it is.
Yeah.
You little smart ass.
Bud, you're mostly to be at fault for that, but your parents have a lot to do with you.
Yeah, Bud, your parents are very cruel.
A thief.
Your parents are very cruel, naming you Bud Weiser. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
All right, I don't think it's been a year, but I don't care. This is the only joke to tell today because we had our Christmas party last night. And I kind of wish we worked in a place where, you know, some hot chick at work got too drunk, took her clothes off, jumped up on the table. We don't have any of that. It was tame. You know, I miss those days.
Yeah.
I used to work in a place. It was pretty wild. This is the story of a husband and wife, and it's the morning after the office Christmas party. And he wakes up, and he's got a horrible hangover. It's Sunday morning. And they just had the Christmas party in the conference room of this company Saturday night. And he wakes up about noon. Whoo! He goes, whoa, that must have been some night last night. She says, oh, I'm sure you don't remember your little performance last night. He said, what are you talking about? She said, well, I don't know. Where do you want to start? Should we start with when you got up and asked everybody's attention, please be quiet, and you said, I'd like to announce that our boss is an a-hole. He said, I did that? She said, oh, yeah. Oh, it gets worse. She said, then you proceeded to call his wife a whore in front of all of the employees, all of his employees. You French kissed his daughter and his son in front of him. He said, I did? She said, oh, yeah. Yep. He said, what else? She said, well, let's see. Oh, yeah. One of the highlights of the night last night was when you jumped up on the conference table and dropped your pants and pooped on the conference table.
Oh, my goodness.
He said, I did that? She said, yeah, you did that. You were that drunk. He said, well, what'd my boss say? She said, oh, he said you're fired. He fired you in front of everybody. He said, I got fired last night? She said, you got fired at Christmas party last night. He said, my boss fired me at our Christmas party? She said, yep. He said, well, you know what? It was a Christmas party, and a lot of people were drinking. Screw him. She said, oh, I did. You're back to work Monday.
Let's see how traffic's moving. Here's Tim Wiley.
All right, you've got a crash on northbound 94 just before Zumbel. The right lane is blocked. It's a solid jam back to 364. If you are traveling on southbound Telegraph, you're pretty well jammed up from 255 to about Baumgartner Cliff Cave. On southbound 270, stop and go Dorset down through just south of Olive, and then it's just some slow pockets all the way through 55. On westbound 40, you're slowing from Boyle through McCausland, 270 through Mason, 141 through Timberlake Manor. Eastbound 40, 141 through Mason is heavy. Eastbound 270 slowing right at McDonald through New Florissant. And on the downtown bridge approach, eastbound 40, it's just a little bit slow as you approach the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report brought to you by Kohl's. It's a sale so big, Kohl's is open 24 hours, starting 6 a.m. Friday, December 19th through 6 p.m. Christmas Eve. Find your yes, Kohl's. Hours may vary by location, see store, or Kohl's.com for details. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Tigers play here on KTRS. This Saturday, Coach Kim Anderson and the Missouri Tigers take on the Fighting Illini of the University of Illinois in the 2014 Bud Light Bragging Rights matchup at the Scott Trade Center. Coverage begins at 12:30 p.m. and the tip-off is at 1 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Bang!
We are Mizzou.
We didn't think it could happen, but it happened. Golden Oak Lending's mortgage rates are down to 2.75 fixed. Now's the time to act and lower your mortgage payment.
This is Bob Ellman. When you're number one in St. Louis, you can do things others can't. In fact, if we can't close your loan, the appraisal is free.
That's right. At Golden Oak Lending, you pay nothing out of pocket. Put your credit card away. Not needed. Get 2.75% fixed today. Call 314-567-GOLD, 567-4653.
Take advantage of these special rates now. We're A-plus rated with the BBB. We offer no risk appraisals, and we will save you money. Call 567-GOLD.
Golden Oak Lending, short my blues.
Rates are down to 2.75%, 15-year fixed, APR 3.776. FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. NMLS 1149.37, 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri. Call 567-GOLD.
Investments are important for every family. One of the safest and most secure investments you can make is the remodeling of your kitchen or bath. A new updated kitchen or bath will increase the value of your home and your lifestyle. Callier & Thompson Kitchens, Baths & Appliances has been in business for over 60 years and will provide experience and quality with a proven track record you can count on. They will guide you through the entire process and work to stay within your budget. Your home is unique and should reflect you. Callier & Thompson designers are not only trained in the art of design, but also in the art of listening, allowing them to interpret each customer's ideas and bring them to life. Visit them today at CallierandThompson.com or call them at 636-391-9099.
Men over 40, have you tried the GNC award-winning breakthrough designed to invigorate your body and increase your libido? If you're experiencing weaker drive, general sluggishness, and decreased performance, you need Nugenix. Nugenix is a powerful man-boosting breakthrough. For 2013, it won GNC's Innovative Product of the Year and was also named the number one selling men's vitality product. For a limited time, you can enjoy a complimentary bottle by calling 1-800-700-3590. Nugenix uses a clinically researched key ingredient to invigorate a man's body and increase his libido. Enjoy more passion, stronger drive, improved performance. Be more of the man you want to be in the gym and in the bedroom. Tired of your body not performing like you'd like it to? Experience the award-winning breakthrough, Nugenix. Feel like the best man you can be by calling for your complimentary bottle. Nugenix is available at GNC and Vitamin Shop. But to get your complimentary bottle, you must call now. 1-800-700-3590. That's 1-800-700-3590.
Buying a home and finding a real estate agent is probably the most important thing you will do. Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group, what should people look for in a real estate agent?
Number one, you should find a top-producing full-time agent. Did you know 20% of the agents sell about 80% of the houses in the St. Louis area? So the average agent sells less than 8 houses a year. Kathy Helbig Group sells over 100 houses a year.
You're not a typical real estate agent. You have a full group and a full team.
Exactly. It's a real estate business, so we have to be proficient at marketing, exposure, pricing, knowing our inventory, knowing the competition, and how to negotiate offers.
Kathy, if a buyer or a seller calls you today, what can you offer them?
A professional home designer on our staff will come in and give them an evaluation of their style and staging of their home prior to going on the market.
That's 17-year full-time producer, realtor, Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group. She's a real estate expert, and she's on KSDK Channel 5, and she's here with us on the Big 550 KTRS. KathyHelbigGroup.com, 314-726-SOLD, or KathyHelbigGroup.com.
Is debt driving you crazy? Guess what? There's a solution, and it comes from a local company that you can trust, PCS Debt Relief. Here's a note from Brent J. of St. Louis, a satisfied PCS customer.
Thanks a million for your wisdom and patience. Keep up the good work. I would like to take a moment to let you know how appreciative I am of all your help. I haven't experienced being debt-free for longer than I care to remember. I can't thank you enough.
And one more from Matt.
Thank you for reducing my bank balance by 80%. I can finally see some relief now. I am forever grateful.
The success stories keep pouring in, and they're real. PCS Debt Relief is a local company with an A rating from the Better Business Bureau. Call them now and set up a free, no-strings-attached appointment. 636-243-8555. That's 636-243-8555. Or check them out online at PCSDebtRelief.com. There is a light at the end of the tunnel. Call PCS Debt Relief right now. 636-243-8555.
Forklifts. Not as sexy as a new hot-looking car, but if you need one, you need one. So what do you do when you need a forklift, electric scissor lift, pallet jack, rollers, jib booms, or whatever you need for your material handling? Head to a locally owned and operated AD Lift truck for forklift sales, rental, service, and parts. See the new forklifts from Heli, TCM, and more, both new and used. Head to AD Lift Truck, 5434 Natural Bridge Avenue in St. Louis. For more, go to adlifttruck.com.
You'll find a sleigh full of savings this Tuesday through Thursday at Kohl's. For 3 days only, get great gifts under $20. Like Marvel and Star Wars action figures for just $11.99 each. A Disney Frozen watch for only $14.99. Pick up a Black & Decker coffee maker for $19.99. And select fragrance gift sets are just $19.49 each. You'll earn Kohl's cash, too. See store or Kohl's.com for details. Great gifts under $20 this Tuesday through Thursday. Find your yes. Kohl's.
This Christmas, don't forget to tell the people in your life how much you care with a Hallmark card. Pick up one today at the Hallmark Department at Walgreens.
Hi, I'm Jerry the Jeweler. At Don Hennifer Jewelers, we're not the biggest, we're not the fanciest. We are the best for unique jewelry at a great price. Stop in and see why we've been the local jeweler for 68 years. Don Hennifer Jewelers in Florissant, 314-921-3001.
For the best lawn on the block, Dynagreen. Ask your lawn and garden dealer for Dynagreen or online at dynagreeninfo.com. They've got the best fall starter and grass seed, Dynagreen or dynagreeninfo.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dan Gagliotti.
And I'm Dr. Nick Barnes.
Tune in to the Maximized Living Show, Saturday at 5 p.m. and Sunday at 7 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm a believe that music means it is time to go to Southern California and check in with Mike Evans. It is courtesy of Annie Gunn's restaurant on the Smokehouse Market. This weekend, I will be dining at Annie Gunn's, and I'm really looking forward to it. For lunch today, I had chili from the Smokehouse, and waiting for me in the refrigerator is a BLT from the Smokehouse.
I'm overdue for a French dip. It's been a couple months.
And I tried it because of you, and you're absolutely right. It's fantastic. Gift cards, gift certificates. I think they're actually cards from either place. You'll get big, big thank yous for those. So they sell a lot of them. They'd be happy to take care of you. And pie? I live in a home where there's never a pie made. Thank goodness for the Smokehouse, where I can go get a good cherry pie or peach pie. They're both next door to each other on the eastern end of Chesterfield Valley. Annie Gunn's Restaurant and Smokehouse Market, and they're proud to present this guy right here, Mike Evans. What are we slurping?
A cab. It's like a boogle or bogle or something.
Mm. Okay.
It's not bad. Pretty good.
Okay. What's going on?
How's the weather in St. Louis, huh?
Well, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful.
Mm-hmm. Some flurries this morning.
It's not horrible. It's just, you know, that gray, cloudy, looks like it could snow like crazy. It snowed last night. What did we get, about an inch?
Maybe.
Maybe, yeah. It's on the ground. So.
There's only 74 here today.
Oh, how do you stand it?
How that break off at 74?
How do you stand
it? Got a scarf and earmuffs.
Another celebrity Christmas pop quiz question. Name the name of the star who makes hundreds and hundreds of Christmas cookies for friends and neighbors every Christmas week. Cher. Sandra Bullock.
Bullocks.
Emma Watson. Jennifer Garner. More celebrity Christmas stuff. Angelina Jolie spends weeks and weeks putting together the perfect stocking for each one of her kids. It is their main Christmas gift. Gwyneth Paltrow's parents were Christian and Jews, and she celebrates both Hanukkah and Christmas to the fullest extent. Tim McGraw remembers his folks when he was young having their own tradition of an all-Italian good luck Christmas Eve dinner, and he still cooks it. It's olio. It's a pasta with anchovies.
That sounds good. Areola pasta.
Oh. No, not areola. Olio.
I'm sorry.
And spaghetti and meatballs with the help of his wife, Faithel.
I love spaghetti.
I love spaghetti too, homie. I like spaghetti meatballs, but you know I don't like spaghetti as spaghetti.
I'd rather have the meatballs with the penne pasta, something easier to eat, you know.
I like angel hair, homie.
Oh, now you're talking.
I like angel. That's just me, though.
That's because you're married to an angel.
I am married to an angel.
Just call me Mr. Romance.
Hold on, I'm going to drink to that. Hold on.
You let Mike use that one?
Yeah, you can use that, and you can take credit for it. Tell Cheryl, so you know why I think I like angel hair? Because I'm married to an angel. Mm-hmm. Oh, you'll get lucky.
Oh,
if you
man.
Use that,
woo!
You'll get lucky.
You know what
you'll
say?
She'll say, that must be Frank that said that.
Yeah. Shut. Every time I give her a compliment, she'll go, shut. She's the best, though. You know her. You've met her. You know her well.
You don't have any idea how well I know her.
I don't think you know. Now you have to turn dirty.
Yeah, I did.
You can't take the high road. You have to just crawl down in the gutter.
Yeah,
you have to get in the septic tank and wallow around.
Yeah, that's right. That's me.
Sick love nugget. I don't know exactly how he got the money, but Charles Manson bought his nutty fiancée an engagement ring, and she is showing it off to everybody.
She must be so proud. I am engaged to Charles Manson.
That's right. Wow. The mass murderer and the nut fiancée are getting married in a few weeks. However,
there's always a however in life.
There will not be allowed any conjugal visit, but they have now announced the prison. They will get 10 minutes of kissing after the ceremonies. Now, that is beautiful,
that's
Frank.
Cruel. You know what? That is cruel and unusual. That's what's wrong with our prison system. That's cruel. Let a man get married and he can't even do it.
I'm hoping that maybe I can get a picture of her dress. That's all I care about.
What?
Picture of her dress?
Her dress.
Well, yeah, I want to see the wedding dress.
Oh. You do?
It'll be white.
Hello.
That sounds gay.
What?
Pulling your lanyard. Hello. Okay. Odds and ends, Kim Kardashian says she's going to make some big announcements next year. I'm hoping that her big announcements will be a butt reduction and to go
off
into
TV.
Hiding.
Yeah, get off TV and get your butt shrunk, guys.
Thank you very much. That's what I'm hoping for. Movie news, two new movies open tomorrow. I'll have a review on both. Please tell me you're not taking the day off.
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
No, I'm not taking the day off. I'm on assignment. There's a difference.
What?
Yeah. I'm still working.
You know what that means.
It just means I'm still working.
You know what that means.
What?
What does it mean?
Never mind. While Screen Actor Guild and the Golden Globes have ignored... I can't do the show without you. It's just hollow.
You've done it before.
Huh?
You've done it before.
We're here, Mike.
You'll do it again.
I'm a pro.
That hurt. That's a hurt peon and Dan.
It does. It hurts us.
Don't be hurt.
It cut me.
Cut some deep.
While the Screen Actors Guild and Golden Globes have ignored two great movies about a great American heroes, American Sniper and Unbroken, I predict that when the Oscar nominations are announced, those movies will get the nominations they deserve.
I hope so.
This date in history, December 18th, 1975, the George Lutz and his family bought their first home. It was at 112 Ocean Avenue, Amityville, New York.
Mm.
They were unaware at the time that a year earlier, Ron Defoe murdered his parents, brothers, and sisters in the house. The Lutz family only lived there for 17 days, and it was not a nice Christmas season. That, of course, from the Amityville Horror Show.
Right.
But that really did happen. I mean, I don't know.
I need to watch that. I've never seen that movie.
Oh, you never have?
No, Amityville Horror, I've never seen
it. But it really happened.
Mr. Streisand's in it.
Oh, James Streisand?
Yeah, James Streisand.
No, that. Barbara Streisand's in it.
She
no.
is?
No.
No.
And finally.
Maybe I'm not finished. Maybe I have two or three more pages of great material.
Oh, you're finished.
And finally.
Yeah, okay. We did the applause. Yeah. That's abbreviated.
Jeez.
Go ahead.
You know, I get no respect at all. Why don't you just come over here and kick me in the mouth?
Whoa.
Wow.
And finally,
name the name of the star who makes hundreds and hundreds of Christmas cookies for her friends and neighbors every Christmas week. Cher, Sandra Bullock, Emma Watson, Jennifer Garner.
Well, I'll say Jennifer Garner.
I'll say Sandra Bullock.
Emma Watson.
Frank?
I said Sandra Bullock.
The answer is Jennifer Garner. Have a great day. Talk to you tomorrow. Mike Kevin on Hollywood Tape.
He made no sense. He said three things that made no sense.
No.
He's guzzling today. We got a break, then we'll come back.
I want to see the dress.
Yeah.
What did that mean?
I don't know.
No, he had too
then
much.
Then he goes, I'm pulling your leg.
He had too much.
Lanyard.
He had too much to drink. Quick break, come back, say goodbye. Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me.
Get our final check on traffic. Here's the wild.
All right, Dan. Got a stalled vehicle on westbound 44 at Broadway. The right lane is blocked there. Things are getting better. Just a little bit heavy on southbound 270 between Page and Ladue. On westbound 40, you still have stop-and-go traffic from Kings Highway through McCausland, but it looks a lot better between 270 and Mason. A little heavy 141 out through Clarkson. On eastbound 270, you're slowing Lindbergh through New Florissant. Northbound 55, heavy now from Park to the Poplar, and you're still slow on southbound Telegraph from 255 to Baumgartner. And this traffic report brought to you by Kohl's. It's a sale so big, Kohl's is open 24 hours, starting 6 a.m. Friday, December 19th through 6 p.m. Christmas Eve. Find your yes. Kohl's. Hours may vary by location. See store or Kohl's.com for details. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
The Tigers play here on KTRS. Congratulations to our Citrus Bowl-bound Mizzou Tigers. After ending the season with a 10-3 record, our Missouri Tigers will clash with the Gophers of the University of Minnesota in the Citrus Bowl in Orlando New Year's Day. Get every pass
to the 10, to the 5, spins to the house, to the house. Missouri's got the lead for the first time today.
Every play.
Kick is up, it is long enough, and it is perfect.
Right here on the Big 550, KTRS.
There's nothing like a delicious, high-quality restaurant steak delivered to your home from Kuna Food Service. Prices are reasonable, and it's perfect as a gift anytime. Kuna Food Service. Online at steakgift.net.
Hi, everybody. McGraw-Millhaven here. And to you and yours, from me and mine, and everybody here at the Big 550 KTRS, have a very Merry Christmas, a Happy Hanukkah, fabulous Festivus, and a safe, and prosperous new year.
Happy holidays from all of us here at the Big 550 KTRS.
Need Noble Ice Wines for your holiday parties or to give as a Christmas gift? Visit the tasting room and Noble Ice will help you find the perfect wine for your holiday needs. If you can't make it to the tasting room, then you can find a selection of their wines around town. For a complete list of where to find Noble Ice Wines, go online to NobleIceVineyards.com to the Find Us page, and they will email you a list of stores, wine shops, and restaurants that carry your favorite Noble Ice wine. Again, visit the Find Us page at NobleIceVineyards.com.
Beginning Christmas Eve, 6 p.m., the Big 550 brings you a holiday tradition, An American Christmas, hosted by Mannheim Steamroller composer Chip Davis. You'll hear heartwarming stories and legends of Christmas woven into the best selection of music for the holidays. The festivities begin at 6 p.m. Christmas Eve, right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
This Christmas, don't forget to tell the people in your life how much you care with a Hallmark card. Pick up one today at the Hallmark Department at Walgreens.
I just realized when I return Monday, Archie Michael Geis will be 5 days old.
Holy
He'll practically
cow.
Be walking
yep.
when I get back.
Get a job.
Be nice to Paul Harris tomorrow. Be good to him. Make the phones ring. Have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
I was held for 17 days in prison for traffic tickets.
Municipal court reform front and center in St. Louis. How St. Louis City is changing its fines and the lawsuit filed against several North County communities.
Thousands left without power in St. Louis. What caused it and how many are still in the dark tonight?
It's the first of the kind in our area. A state-of-the-art simulator that trains police with real-life scenarios. We'll tell you which police department is using it for training and how it works.
First, Missouri Attorney General Chris Koster is suing 13 county municipalities over court fees. This was a top priority for the Ferguson Commission.
Fox